This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the No Name Ever podcast. I'm your host today, George Poole, and joining me are two good friends of the podcast, Huey Higginson and Freddie Xavi. Most, if not all of you, will already know Freddie and Huey, whether it be from the Pride of Britain Awards, Good Morning Britain, or even our special interview with the boys last year. Well, today I'm joined by our local fundraising superstars to discuss their 100-kilometre football challenge, their soon-to-be-released book, and everything else in between. But first things first, lads. It's been 10 or so months since we last chatted on the podcast. So how are you both doing on this fine Friday evening?
We're good, thank you. Yeah, it's been... Freddie's just started school a few weeks ago. Yeah. And yeah, high school. So yeah, we're good. Everything's good. Burnley are doing well. So
yeah, so it always helps yeah. Raise the mood. I was thinking about this because I started high school 10 years ago this year. So it made me feel very old. Just after the Olympics was when I moved up. But Fred, you've just moved up to high school, right? How's that been going so far?
Yeah, it's been good so far. And I've seen him around as well.
Yeah. You like most of your teachers, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose it's sort of just a settling in period to begin with. There's not too much pressure, whisper it quietly.
Yeah.
And Freddie, how was the football going? Because you play for Accrington Stanley Academy and also district level football as well, I think I've seen on social media.
Yeah, it's been good. We've been playing at Aki still, and
you won a cup with the district team, didn't you, a few months ago?
And then the trials for this year again are coming out soon as well.
Nice. Which district is it you play for? Is it Ribble Valley, or do you fall into a different district?
It's Hindburn and Ribble Valley.
Oh, together.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, fingers crossed for the trials coming off. I'm sure you'll make it in. I'm sure you'll make it in again. But I saw that you two both went to Camp Festival, was it, over the summer? Does that have, like, artists playing as well? Like, I've not heard of it, but it seemed like a proper good weekend.
Yeah, it is really good. We went last year, so the 2021, and then we just had such a good time. I think it was Becky Hill, I think. And yeah, there are some really good artists on. There was Rudimental this time with Freddie. Yeah. Rudimental, Example, Rag and Bone Man were on. And yeah, as it was really good, and we got some funky outfits out of it as well, didn't we?
Yeah, I did see it was like Kevin and Perry or Huey and Freddie. I did see that and had a little laugh to myself. So which do you think was better, the Camp Festival, or I saw that you managed to go to England and watch England in the Players' Lounge at Wembley? Tell us about that, because that looked amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. We got invited by Harry Kane and his wife, Kate, because he was meant to be at the Pride of Britain, but he had a match on that night, and he couldn't make it in time for the awards. But he invited us on the game, and it was just, like, it was so...
Yeah.
Good to meet all the players, and everyone was really nice. And go on, tell George you recognised us.
Go on.
Jack Grealish.
No way.
So we went up to Jack Grealish, like, introduced ourselves, and he went, I've seen you two.
No.
Yeah, so that were a bit like.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so that was bonkers. And yeah, it was just such a good time.
That's, yeah, not bad friends to have. And I thought I had it famous walking around Bath and someone recognised me in a Burnley shirt. I was like, but no, it's not exactly Jack Grealish. Yeah, that's amazing. Hughie, you were back playing football in April, right? And you played in the charity match against, is it Sands United Northants?
Yes, yeah. So Rob, who's the founder of Sands, won a Pride of Britain at the same time as us. And we've kept in touch with all the winners. And Rob messaged us and said, we've got a charity match on, we'd love for you to be the other team. And so we got a team together, and it was such a good day. And it was 6-6 in the end, but they said, we're done, you can have the trophy.
Nice. And you got to play with Trix and Billy, and even Kieran made an appearance, right? Your dad.
Yeah, my dad's had an appearance.
Yeah, one of them where you bring him on just to give an appearance fee, but
he pulled his hamstring after 5 minutes, so he went off 10 minutes after coming on, and he sort of was the coach for the rest of it.
And we thought Robbie Brady got injuries quickly. Yeah, never mind hamstring after 5 minutes. Amazing. Well, I've noticed that you've kept in contact and like supported a lot of other charity fundraising, whether it be like Jordan North's Roll Back Home or even obviously Kieran running the Burnley 10K. I imagine that you start to build up like a nice community of friends doing the fundraising and the people you meet through the awards evenings and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. So we've managed to meet a lot of people and support a lot of people as well.
Yeah, it's good when we can actually be there and support them, because in the lockdown, there was so much charity work going on because the NHS, but nobody could actually go and support them. So it has been really nice over like maybe the past year to go and actually support people and be there in person.
Yeah, and meet them in person, I bet. I saw, Max, the boy in the tent, who's been camping out in his backyard all the way through lockdown, which just seemed incredible.
Yeah, so he had his 2 year anniversary.
Yeah.
2 year camp out, and he had a big, like, they rented out a field and a campsite. And we went down to Devon to go and see Max and do the camp out with him. And it was a really good weekend as well. And it was actually Trixie's birthday on the day of the camp out, so she had a good time as well.
Oh, nice. Lovely. Well, Hughie, obviously, we're catching up with you again. And it's 2 years on now from your diagnosis with... I'm going to get this right. It's acute lymphoblastic leukaemia. I did practice that.
Well done.
Go on.
Exactly 2 years today.
2 years today. Wow. But
it's probably in the time of this meeting where it's actually 2 years when I went into the office and the doctor told me it was about 6 o'clock.
Wow. And a long way you've come since then. And you're looking well to me, just looking at you over the video camera. How are you feeling? And obviously you're still going under regular treatments.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in hospital. Well, I was in hospital like once every week, but over the past maybe 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month, I've been in like once every 2 weeks because my bloods have been a lot better, which is good. But you get more of school, which is good, but good.
yeah, you've got to say good, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm doing all right. I still have to go in for monthly chemo, but it's what you have to do and you have to get on with it.
Yeah, no, it's great to see you doing so well, and I'm sure our listeners will be thrilled to hear about the treatment going well and being reduced down to 2 weeks. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah. And obviously, we were just talking before we started recording, and you mentioned that you've got rehearsals coming up this Sunday with Basics. Can you... We spoke about this a little last time, but you managed to get back on stage, right?
Yeah, so I did a show in May, which was really good. You went to watch that, didn't you?
It was good, yeah.
So, that was the first time I've been back on stage since, wow, I can't remember when the last time, maybe like 2019, because we had the lockdown and then obviously with my treatment. So yeah, probably 2019. And it was great to get back on stage, and I'm now rehearsing for Sister Act, which is like in the next month. So I've got a 7-hour rehearsal on Sunday, and it's probably some like 11, 12-hour ones closer to the show. So it's tiring, but it's really good fun, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, no, it looks amazing. Sister Act, that's one of the... I used to absolutely love watching that film as a kid with my grandma. That'll be a good one to do on stage.
Yeah, it is going to be really good. And listening to all the singers, watching all the dancers, it's going to be good. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, I bet. Talking about singers, Huey, you've got to talk me through seeing Liam Gallagher on your birthday in Blackburn. How big a surprise was that? And what was the night like? Because when I saw it, and I saw your dad a couple of weeks after, I was just like in awe. It just seemed amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. So it was the morning of my birthday. I think it was Wednesday. And I saw, like, as soon as it came out that Liam Gallagher was playing, and then I saw the date, and I'm like, this is on my birthday. And my dad entered the poll or whatever it is, and we didn't, unfortunately, get it. But I was on a Radio Lancashire interview on my birthday, and Graham Liver, the breakfast presenter, told me that we were going to King George's Hall to watch Liam Gallagher, and that was, well, it was just bonkers. It was great to watch him in person because he's obviously a big family household name, isn't he? So it was great to watch him and singing Wonderwall with Liam. Well, not with him, but in the same room as Liam Gallagher. It was, it was such a great night.
Yeah, no, it looked amazing. I was lucky enough to see him a couple of weeks after, and it's so good at the moment. I suppose we'll move on because we'll talk about your 100-kilometer football challenge. Now, last time you were on, we were obviously speaking about Freddie's running challenge leading up to Christmas Day 2020. Gosh, time flies. From the Pride of Britain Awards after that challenge, I was buzzing to see last year, was it Boxing Day that you started the latest challenge, which was just weeks after you sort of let us in to know about your plans. But you're doing this one together, right?
Yeah, so do you want to tell?
Yeah, so obviously that I did my challenge on my own, and when I was doing that, we thought when it's better that we wanted to do one together, and that's what we've done, and we're running around all the football grounds in the English Football League and Premier League, and we're doing one tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we're doing one tomorrow. We're doing Forest Green Rovers tomorrow. Which
wow, amazing, because it's not like we've talked about this before, but that's I'm there as well at Forest Green Rovers tomorrow. So I'm sure we'll be able to meet up at the game. And which number will this be? Are you getting up towards run number 10?
Number 10, yeah.
And go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good tomorrow. I'm really excited.
I love that kit. It's
a really nice kit as well. Yeah. It's gonna be a good day, and we're gonna have a few vegan pies, aren't we?
Yeah, that's a good shout. My dad's worked at Forest Green Rovers before, and when he told them that he was a vegetarian, he left the ground with, I think it was 2 crates of free oat milk. So just dip into conversation, just say, yeah, I'm a vegetarian, and I'm pretty sure you'll just walk out of there with freebies.
Well, we'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. So
if we want 2 big boxes of oat milk.
Yeah, this is the place to go, I'm telling you. Like, I'm bringing spare bags with me tomorrow because I'm leaving there with some freebies. So after you've obviously raised more than £250,000 at this point for the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital, with this challenge, you've turned your attention to raising money for other departments around the country, right?
Yeah, so wherever we're doing the runs, so tomorrow it's going to Bristol Children's Hospital, which is the oncology ward there, but because Forest Green's closest children's hospital is Bristol, that's where it's going, and it's going to be the same for all the other grounds. So Liverpool will go to Alderhay, like all the Manchester ones will go to Manchester. And it's good to raise money for all the oncology departments in the country, and yeah, it's going to be a long challenge, but it's going to help a lot of kids, and I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, how's the reception been so far on the fundraising front? Because obviously, I suppose it's nice for these clubs that you go into their clubs and raising money for their area as well. And not only that, but you've obviously taken a good luck streak with you to these games. I've seen like basically most teams that you run around, they win that game.
Yeah, well, it's basically whichever team that we're at. And then when we went to Shrewsbury a few weeks ago, when we went to Shrewsbury a few weeks ago when Burnley were playing them, Burnley won. But apart from that, I think it was Birmingham against QPR. But yeah, apart from that, all of them have been either wins or good draws. I think there's only been one draw, and it was at Walsall, which was
great,
which was such a good game because they scored in like the 95th minute
from like a volley from outside the box.
So that all the games have been absolutely brilliant that we've been to. I think 6-0 at Bolton.
So well, no pressure good. Tomorrow then.
Well, no, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, well, and see obviously with QPR, you've got the Jimmy Dunlink, so you could say you've brought good luck to every game you've been at so far.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you've ran so far at Burnley with Jordan North, Walsall, like you say, Birmingham, Bolton, which was alongside Paddy McGuinness, which I did not expect to see, but that was amazing.
I nearly ran into a goalpost on there.
Or Paddy?
I did.
Oh, no.
But Paddy got it on camera, and so did I, so we got it from two angles.
Like a UV frame.
Me running into a goalpost. Yeah, Freddie was just laughing.
He's a pro. He's a pro now, Freddie. He's like, I've run enough before. I can avoid the goalpost. Dare I say, you've been to Blackburn, you've been to Exeter, Sunderland, Derby, and later Shrewsbury. But which ground and run has been your favourite?
Well, ground,
obviously the turf.
Obviously the turf, but probably apart from the turf, I'd say Bolton. Or Bolton, or Sunderland. They're both really nice grounds, and Derby as well.
Derby was good.
So I think them three are the nicest grounds. But reception wise, I think it's Derby. I think it's
Derby was good.
Yeah, but they've got their big stand with the ultras, and honestly, the support we got in there
was
really good. So. Yeah, probably reception-wise, Derby.
Oh, nice to hear. And you've obviously, you've got, let's think, so after tomorrow, you've got 80, 82 more to go. But have you had any thoughts about the 8 or so grounds that will make up the 100-kilometre challenge in total? Because obviously it's a 1 kilometre each of the 92 Football League and Premier League grounds. Yep. But have you thought about the other 8 yet?
Well, sort of. We've thought of a few. We might do some up in Scotland.
Yeah,
some
a few more than 8.
So yeah, maybe
the only thing.
Yeah, and we want to do Wembley as well. Wembley's like,
and when we did go to Wembley with
we met
the England game, and Jude Bellingham said if you could get out to Dortmund, we could do something.
Yeah,
there.
So that was
that's not bad.
Yeah, so we are gonna do like another 8, maybe a few more. But it's gonna be such a good challenge.
Yeah, I think the trouble is going to be containing you to 100. It's just going to be the issue is just trying to get your parents to organise it all. It's just going to be a nightmare. But you've got the running in the legs, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
The thing we're going to talk about mostly today is talking to soon to be published authors. Now, for our listeners, anyone who watched on YouTube, we are holding up the book. Now, Friends Are Amazing, Be the Best Friend You Can Be. How did this book come about, guys?
So Scholastic, actually, who've published the book, they asked us in February this year, they asked us if we wanted to write a book, and obviously we said, yeah, we'd absolutely love to. So we spent like a month jotting like little things that we thought were important as friends. So like just writing little things. So there's a few bits in the book, like going for breakfast and things. So when we went for breakfast, we always had like notes in our phone, and yeah, we always like jotted stuff down, and it has turned out really well. And it's I'm gonna be so excited when it gets published.
And we can just go into the shop and pick the thing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit unusual, that. I feel like before, maybe sometimes with kids, you're like, oh, we don't want to go in Waterstones, but now you'll be able to go in and just like just hang out by your book. Is it October 13th it comes out? And then after that, you'll just 13th, be there ready. Yeah. Published authors on the bookshelves.
Yeah, well, I was in Manchester a few weeks ago, and you could pre-order it. And I went into the store and asked, can you pre-order books? And she said, yeah, of course you can. So we put it in, and she said, and my dad said to her, do you recognize anything like unusual about it? And I said, look at the picture. And she said, that's you. I was like, yeah. So yeah, it was great to like go into the store and see it. Well, not in person in the store, but on a computer. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to when we can just go in a shop and like hold on, yeah. I mean, we've got
amazing. And you've been able to work with not only Scholastic UK, but also you've got quite a big illustrator on these, right? I had a look through the book, and some of the illustrations just amazing.
They are. They're really good. She's the illustrator is called
Erica Salcedo.
Yeah, she's from Spain, I think. And she's done Greg James's book, Kid Normal. And you can just see a few illustrations on the front cover. That's me and Freddie. And then there's like just a few really, really cool illustrations. And yeah, the book has turned out so well, and we're well happy with it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be surreal almost to just be able to just walk into a bookstore and see yourselves there. Because as you say, your picture is on the front cover as well. Now, when you were, obviously you said you were putting the ideas together, jotting ideas over breakfast, but what was the main thing that you wanted the book to achieve for anyone who buys it?
Oh, there was so many people just giving us like
comments and stuff like
on social media and things like that.
It's like people saying how good our friendship is, and why can't all friends be as good as Freddie? And we just decided to make it so that every child can have things to do with a friend.
Yeah, well, I noticed at the end of the book, you come up with a list of ways and words that can describe someone being a best friend as possible. But if you were each to sum up now on the podcast, what makes a really good friend in maybe a sentence? And not to put you on the spot here, but I am putting you on the spot. What would it be? And I'm gonna go to Freddie first.
Oh,
you have less time to think about it. I have a bit of thinking time now.
Probably just to like help them out when they need it and just be there for them.
Pressure's on me now.
Yeah, it is. That was a good response.
I'm going to say the same thing as Freddie. Just friends are amazing. Be the best friend you can be and always be there.
That is the name of the book.
Always be there for you. Always be there for your friend. Just be like Freddie.
That was really well played there. I think even the most accomplished authors might not be able to sneak their own book title into the answer. So honestly, you're on the right track if that's going to be the way forward. And this book, so you're doing the 100-kilometer football challenge on the one side, and that's raising money for the oncology departments around the country. But this one's coming back to home, right, Hughie? And this one, you're raising money again for the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital.
Yeah. So, for every copy of the book sold, 25p will go to the hospital, and it says it on the front cover, just underneath in the white writing. Yeah, it says on the back as well, and it's it is just, it's going to raise a lot, well, hopefully a lot more money. And it's another opportunity to raise money.
Yeah. No, it's brilliant. And I had a flick through the front, and you dedicate the book to all the children at the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital,
yeah.
But especially to Liam and Sam. Can you tell us a little bit about those two, if you won't mind?
Yeah, so they're both my really good friends, and unfortunately, a few months ago, Liam really sadly died, and yeah, it was after we'd written this, but we just said to the illustrator, can you maybe put a little picture that looks like Liam in? So she's done that, and I think
it is in his.
It is. It's just at the back. In the middle, in the pink T-shirt.
Yeah, I've got him with the glasses, that's, the blonde hair.
Yeah, so that's Liam. And I think it was just really important to... It doesn't say in the book that that's him, but people that know will know that it's him. And it's just, I think that was a really nice little thing to put in the book.
Yeah, it's a nice way to honour him, I suppose, in some ways. And Every time you look in the book, you'll be able to see it. And I presume you'll be sending a few copies over to the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital, and everyone there will be able to read it as well.
Yeah, we'll send them to the ward, we'll send them to the player leaders, and they can read a bedtime story when you're going to sleep.
Yeah, brilliant. And they'll all be able to become better friends after it. So with the money that you're raising this time, obviously you've already raised a lot of money, and a lot of good has been done for the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital. Can you talk us a bit through what the money you've raised so far has gone and achieved, and what you're looking to do with the money that's going to come from the sales of the book?
You've barely talked.
Yeah, go on, Freddie.
Slushies. Yeah, we've got slushies. We've bought a lot of them since we last spoke. And we've got a Belmont infuser to like infuse blood quickly to the body.
Yeah,
body temperature.
Yeah, well done. It heats up blood to body temperature, so you can transfuse it quickly, because blood has to go in cold, and then you get hypothermia. It's all, but it has been really useful, and we've been told that it has been used quite a bit, and that was really good to hear, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what else?
What else have we done?
Teen zone.
Oh yeah, we've done the teen zone.
Yeah. So we're refurbishing the teen zone, which is called the hub now, and it's basically where you can go for if there's any birthdays or Christmas, you can go in the teen zone and have like your own time.
Yeah, and is these sort of things when you're raising money for the oncology department? So are the oncology top departments reaching out to you and saying, "This is how we're going to use the money. This is, you know, we might introduce the slush puppies here and stuff like that."
Yeah, well, we speak to the charity team for like things like that, what the hospital need, because all the charity team know what the hospital and the oncology ward needs. So it's been good how the charities have got in touch with us and said we would like this, but we're trying to get slushies for every ward. So that's going to cost like £1,000 for each ward, which is, it's a lot of money, but I think we'll make it happen.
Yeah, and hopefully once this book gets released, and it's not, obviously it's coming out on October 13th, right? But our listeners can pre-order it now, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Waterstones and Amazon.
Yeah, and I think there's some other sites, but if you just type in Huey and Freddie book or Friends Are Amazing book, it will come up with the book, and you can buy it on Amazon and Waterstones, like you said. So yeah, it's going to come out on October 13th, and we are buzzing.
Yeah, I imagine so. And I already had a look as well. I get a lot of my books off a website called bookshop.org that also it gives money to like the local bookshops as well. And I've seen it. It's up in bright lights on there. Friends are amazing, Huey and Freddie. So I had a look at that early. So yeah, any of our listeners, we honestly go and get this book because no, I'm excited about it. I've had a little read, a sneak peek already, and yeah, it'll be brilliant. And coming up to Christmas, I imagine, guys, this would be quite a nice Christmas present for a lot of children.
Yeah, I think it's a really good time to release it.
Yeah, I think we tried to do that, didn't we?
Yeah, just before Christmas, and I've actually had a few people on our street said we're going to get this for our grandkids, and yeah, it's a good time to release it, and I think it will be a really nice Christmas present for a lot of children.
That's so good to hear. And yeah, I think I've got too many cousins to name that I have to try and get Christmas presents for every year. So I think this will be a nice way to get around that and be able to get them a nice Christmas present without having to go to Tesco's and buy just 7 bars of chocolate, which is my usual port of call. I think this time it'll be a nice book instead. Welcome back to this week's special episode of the No Name of a Podcast. And we are once again with Freddie and Huey here. And I suppose before we wrap up for tonight, guys, we'd better have a quick chat about the Championship's most exciting team at the moment, Burnley.
Yeah.
But before we go on to talk about the league campaign so far, you guys got to meet Vincent Kompany and Josh Brownhill at Shrewsbury. How was that?
So, yeah, it was really cool because, like, my dad's a City fan, so I'd go watch games, and he was always my favourite player. So to meet him was really cool.
Yeah, and I think the manager of Burnley, it's start of a new era, and it's got off to a good start,
yeah.
I think. And I think he's brought some unbelievable signings in.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to meet him and Brownhill as well, who's bagging goals for fun.
And amazing ones too.
Yeah. They're not like tap-ins. They're proper outside the box, curl round the defenders into the bottom corner. Lovely. Top bottom.
Yeah, proper midfielder goals.
Wherever. Yeah. He can do it.
I was going to ask you, of the new signings so far, which has been you guys' favourite?
Ooh.
And I know there's a lot of them to choose from, so you can take
it.
It's got to be Nathan Teller.
Yeah, Nathan Teller, or I went to Preston and I went to Bristol City on Saturday, was it? Yeah. And I think Anas Zowry played really well in both of them games when he came on. Like he came on as a sub, I think, in both of them, didn't he? And I think he was like really good. And Nathan Teller got injured with either cramp. Well, I think it was cramp. And bringing Zowry on, some fresh legs, pace, skill. I think he's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found him exciting to watch. All of them sort of wingers we've signed, like Benson as well, they sort of just like they get you off your seat. You're just excited to watch it, even if it doesn't end up going anywhere. It's just exciting to watch.
It is, yeah. And especially like all of the players are skillful, and they're all it looks like they're all like coming together now, because at the beginning, they're from all different leagues. Some of them are from the Super League. They're from all over the place. And I think they've done really well to so quickly get together as a team. And I think that's made a massive difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we've all been impressed so far by what we've seen. But going forward, have you been keeping an eye on other teams? Because I've been a bit worried by Sheffield United and Norwich both look quite good. I feel like they're the teams we're going to be competing with this season to try and get into that top two.
Yeah, well, there's always Norwich, Watford.
Go up and down
season. Go up and down, up and down. It's like a lift, isn't it? Up and down, up and down. But I think Watford have been playing well and they've been winning, but when I watched them against Burnley, the football, I mean, it was good, but not Premier League, if you know what I mean. But it's the points that matters and the goals, and I think we just need that clinical striker. So if we can, but we've not seen Dervizoglu or Chernyov, really.
I think he'll be good, Chernyov.
Yeah, so we don't know if they're like strikers and they can.
Chernyov's a like left winger.
Yeah. Oh, well, we don't know if they can score goals. That's the main thing that this team needs. I mean, we've got J-Rod, who's a great finisher. We've got Teller, who's a great finisher. We've got Brownhill, who's a great finisher. But we just don't. We have great play, but just don't really have an end product.
Yeah, we're struggling to. I feel like teams are just sort of deciding to sit back and just basically do what we did against Man City for a lot of years in Liverpool. And now we're on the other side of that coin and we've got to try and break them down, which is, it's frustrating. But what I found this season is that I'm less worried because when we've got the ball, it's like, oh, the other team can't score. So I'm not as anxious all the time.
I think I went to Preston the other week and it was just frustrating because we got that first goal from Harwood Bellis. And it was frustrating when they scored the other goal. People are blaming it on Muric. He couldn't have done anything. He slipped. Bless you. Bless you.
Sorry.
It was just a bit frustrating that we just couldn't get that 3 points because we needed it, didn't we? We needed it to boost, but we got it against Bristol, and that was I think it'll only go up from here.
Yeah, and I think after the international break, we'll also have Scott Twine back as well. Excited to see him. I mean, in some ways, you sort of forget that he was our first signing,
and obviously
we've not been able to see much of him yet. But he comes with quite a big reputation.
Yeah, well, he's good at free kicks, and we're getting a lot of these free kicks with skillful wingers and skillful midfielders. So I think we'll bag a few from free kicks this season.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And we have got I know Ross Wallace works at the club, and he used to be good at free kicks back in the day. So
yeah,
hopefully he's given a few tips.
He's the free kick trainer, and Scott Twine's going to be the next Beckham.
Yeah, or Robbie Blake. I mean, I'll take
or Robbie Blake. Yeah.
So predictions then for the rest of the season. Do you think looking as of now, do you think we're going to go up automatics, win the league, get in the playoffs, finish outside of the playoffs? You guys tell me.
I'm feeling playoffs, potentially go up or lose the final.
Yeah, I think we'll go up. I'm not sure if we'll get automatic. If we're playing this football, it's great. We just need that goal. But I think we'll go up by the playoffs.
I hope we can.
I think we'll stay up in the Prem when we get there.
Yeah. Well, if we get there, fingers crossed. I'm touching my desk. I'm knocking on wood. I also think it could be one of them playoff seasons, but I don't think I can really. My nerves can't handle the stress of playoffs anymore, so I'm hoping we go automatically. Because the idea of going to Wembley and losing just doesn't sit well at all.
No, it doesn't. But that's football.
You sounded more mature than me. I wouldn't be able to say that's football.
But well, if I was supporting another team, on the day if we get there, I'll be crying if we lose. Like I was at when we got relegated. There's
we all saw them pictures from Newcastle.
And I was crying.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, but you have to go through them moments to then get an enjoyable season in the Championship.
Yeah.
And it's always so much more fun because the league's just really unpredictable and anything can happen.
Anybody can beat anybody. I went on QPR versus Barnsley last season to support Jimmy. And Barnsley were 20th and QPR were third. Barnsley beat them 1-0, and that just shows that anybody can beat anyone in that league, and it's a funny league, but it's a good league.
Fun to watch.
It is.
Well, as long as we're winning, then I suppose if we're losing,
as long as we're winning,
yeah, then it's not fun.
Yeah,
it is. Now, before we do wrap up, so we got your predictions in the bag, playoffs. Now going back to the book just before we finish, one line that stood out for me that you'd written was that having a friend is like having another brother or sister. Now, after everything you guys have been through together over the past few years, is it almost like you've got your own families, but are you two, you feel like brothers now after everything you've been through?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Now we see each other more at school as well. That makes it even more like we're siblings.
Yeah, I bet everyone like at school just comes up to you, is like, oh, it's Huey and Freddie, are you together again?
Yeah, it's funny, but it is a friendship that everyone should have, and everyone should have that one friend that is important and Fred's man.
Brilliant. That's a nice note to end on. And before you two go brawling, we'll wrap up the podcast there and just say thanks to you both for coming on, and for all our listeners, go and search out for the book. Friends are amazing. As we've said, it's coming out on October 13th. Waterstones, Amazon, bookshop.org, anywhere you can find on the internet, it's coming out. So go and pre-order it. And guys, thanks a lot for coming on. I know last time our listeners loved hearing from you, so they'll be delighted to hear from you again.
Up the clarets.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right, thanks listeners, everyone, for listening this week.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. So thanks a lot for coming on, guys. And to all our listeners, we'll be back after the international break with the preview show and then hopefully an analysis show after a win at Cardiff, which is next. So, thanks again to Huey and Freddie for coming on. Thanks to the listeners for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.